All right, you ready?
Is this thing on?
Here we go.
Is it on?
It's rolling.
Okay.
We're going up the big hill. Put your arms up in the air.
You can do it. You can do it.
And
you can do it.
We're going down the other side. Oh, yeah.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. That was awesome. Let's do it again.
It's a roller coaster ride.
Let's do it again.
Just like the election. Big roller coaster ride. But it's
over. But you know what? I'm done.
I know.
We're done.
Yay.
We did it. We're done. We're finished.
Early voting.
I love it.
Now as you drive down the road and you see all the signs, you just go,
I don't even have to think
about
that.
Don't even care. Don't even care what they all say.
Nope. Because I did it. It's done. I can't change my mind now.
We have one here that they're doing, raising money for the hospital. And they're trying to say vote no on it because, you know, nobody wants to spend money on anything.
Right.
Even though it's part of our civic responsibility to spend money on old people like senior centers and,
roads
and hospitals and what else are they raising? Senior centers, did I say that?
Mm-hmm.
But they're raising money
senior
for?
Senior centers, flood control.
Flood control, that's a big one.
Hospitals and... police.
Those are all those ballot initiatives that are usually on the back of the ballot, and you have to read like a paragraph and a half, and you usually don't go in knowing anything about them.
Yep.
And then you go, oh man, I got to read this. No wonder.
I don't want to read.
No wonder half of Americans don't vote because they don't want to read anything.
I know. No, you do it. You get it over with. It takes you a whole 10 minutes, and then you're finished and you have this giant weight lifted off your shoulders and you say, I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
I'm done with election season.
Yay! You get this groovy feeling of
it's fantastic. And
being
I was
done.
Very excited that there were no crazy people at our polling places that were, you know, carrying weapons or anything, trying to coerce you.
Well, it's not, you know, we live in a mainly white and Hispanic neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not whites and Hispanics that Trump wants people to watch. I mean, you understand
that. But
that
doesn't matter.
When he's talking about certain areas of certain cities, he's talking about he wants his people to go watch black people vote. That's what he's talking about. It's a whole hidden agenda. But he always says something like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, of course we know what you mean, you racist son of a bitch.
Exactly. And then, but he says it like that because then later, if he gets in trouble, he can say, well, that's not what I meant.
That's not what I meant. They totally misconstrued.
I actually meant
yes.
Something totally different.
When I was grabbing those vaginas, I was actually trying to pat them on the butt and say, good job.
Right,
like
right.
A football player.
I didn't realize that was the wrong side.
Yeah, they turned around suddenly.
Mm-hmm.
And then stuff like that.
And when I say that I just start kissing people uncontrollably.
It's because I celebrate life.
That's right.
And just join me in a celebration of life. Yay!
And it's just a small peck. I'm not sticking my tongue down her throat or anything. So it's okay.
That's nasty.
I know.
That's like birth control right there.
Right?
So anyway, we voted.
Yay.
Got the happy little sticker that says we voted. So now
yep.
we don't. Does that mean we don't need to talk about voting anymore? Does that
no,
mean we don't need to?
We still need to talk about voting. We still, because the election season is still in full swing.
Yep.
You still need to get out there and vote if you haven't voted. And make sure that you really think about what you're doing and read those ballot initiatives because actually they're important in your community. So, you know, think about it. Is this something that we need in our community? Is this something that we want? Because it's not just about voting for the president of the United States.
No.
It's about voting for a lot of things that affect your community, your daily life. So it's really important to actually think about what you're doing when you're filling in those little black boxes or the little bubbles.
That's why Democrats only vote every 4 years, because they think that voting only means voting for the president. They don't want to take a lot of time to, you know, learn who the down ballot people are and what the ballot initiatives are. Basically, with ballot initiatives, I never know the judges.
Right, I
admit, I don't dig far enough to, and that's probably something that's important.
Mm-hmm. Well, it is important because you want somebody who's fair, who has a good record, who you know is going to be the right person for your community.
And most of them just say, well, this person be retained,
right?
As opposed to have two people running.
Doesn't tell you whether they're Republican or Democrat. Or it doesn't tell you any information about them. It just gives you a name.
Uh-huh. And it's because judges are supposed to be, you know,
nonpartisan.
Yeah.
But that's not always the case.
That is not the case. Just take a look at our Supreme Court.
Right.
That is absolutely not the case. They are, you know, and I really hope that when Hillary is elected, that she nominates somebody even further to the left than Obama did. And so the Republicans will be like, oh, can we get the first guy back? Can we get Garland back? Because, yeah, he was kind of a moderate.
Well, they've already said that they're not going to vote.
I know. They're just going to let all the Supreme Court die until there's,
you know, I think
the last one standing.
That's ridiculous. There should be some action that can be taken against that. Because if you are being paid to do a job and the people are telling you that you need to do your job, then you need to do your job.
Well, that's called voting.
This is not a pissing contest. This is not who can hold out the longest. This is you need to do your due diligence because you were voted into this office and now you are being paid to do this service for the people of the United States, and you need to do that.
Yeah, I think
you can't just say, you know what, I don't want to do it, so I'm not gonna.
Yeah, I think for the past 8 years, we've definitely seen that it's, you know, everybody hates the Congress. Congress has the lowest approval rating of anything. You
right.
Know, like syphilis has a better approval rating than Congress.
Sad.
So I'd rather have syphilis than spend a day with the Congress. But it's really, and the media, God love them, in their attempt to be fair, they're like, both sides do it. Both sides, but they do not.
No,
it's both sides
damn
don't do
Republicans.
It. And just like
and they're really being second graders. You know, it's that whole I'm gonna throw a tantrum. I'm throwing myself on the ground. I'm kicking my feet and hitting my fists on the ground, and I'm not gonna do it.
And then they say that, you know, Obama is to blame.
Oh yeah,
because they wouldn't pass money for something.
Except
they say Clinton is to blame for Benghazi when they were the ones that didn't provide funds for more people to
right.
be there.
Right.
And they specifically and said no funds for more people to be there.
That is what we need to be looking into. Why are they not doing their jobs? Why are they sitting there on their hands being little second graders, not participating? Why are they not doing their jobs? And that's why it's up to us as the people of the United States to say, I'm tired. I don't want this anymore. I want something to be done, and I want it to be done now.
And one of the biggest public health issues in the United States right now
is Zika virus. And what is going on with Zika virus? They don't want to give them funding.
The Republicans refuse to fund the CDC for Zika virus until they get rid of Obamacare. You got to vote to get rid of Obamacare, and then we'll give you funds for Zika.
And that's ridiculous.
In the meantime, we're going to have, you know, 10,000 children born with horrible deformities mm-hmm. because they would.
And it affects adults.
And what the CDC has to do is take all the money from all of their other programs that aren't as important.
And throw it into Zika.
Yeah. They still have to do it. I mean, right. they can't just say, well, Congress didn't give us the money, so I guess Zika is just going to spread like wildfire across the country. No, they still have to do it.
Yeah.
They just pull all the money.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's so ridiculous. That's why I hate the system that we have right now. And I know that people are really complaining about what's going on in the United States, but what they're not understanding is that this is not happening because of Obama. This is not happening because of Clinton. This is not happening because of the elected Democrats in office. This is happening because of the Republicans in office. They're saying, you know what? We don't want a Democrat in office, so we're not going to do anything. Mm-hmm. We're going to refuse to do our jobs.
If I said I didn't like my boss, so I'm not going to do my job anymore,
you would get fired.
I would get fired. Guess what? I would be gone.
Absolutely. And absolutely you would. And you can't just say that I don't agree with what you want me to do, so I'm not going to do my job.
I'm not going to do it. I don't want to do it.
Anybody else? You know, people want to talk about Clinton and how, oh, all this email crap, that if I had done that at my job, I would have been in jail. Well, the same thing is going on in public office. When you're saying, I don't want to do my job because I don't like my boss or I don't agree with what they're saying, then you should be fired.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, honestly, if we want to talk about it that way, then they should be fired.
Well, and when they, first of all, when they talk about the email thing, mm-hmm. the Department of Justice and the FBI said maybe that it was a little careless, but it was not criminal.
Breaking the law.
There was no intent there to do anything horrible to the United States of America.
And she wasn't trying to hide anything. Yeah,
and she hadn't done anything any differently than anybody else has ever done. But it's Clinton, and she's running for office, so of course that's the way it is.
It's got to be a scandal.
Yeah, it's just like Benghazi. Nobody seems to remember that in 2012, Benghazi, according to the Republicans, was all Obama's fault.
Yep.
Nobody seems to remember that.
But that's only because he was getting elected into mm-hmm. office. But as soon as he won, they had to switch gears because now we have to attack the person who may run for president in the future.
That's right.
And so that's Clinton. Yeah. So, of course, it's got to be her fault. And they spent 4 years.
And
4 years and like tons 40, and tons of money.
$40 million.
Making this a scandal about Clinton.
Yeah. And then later they finally said, yeah, it was a political witch hunt.
Yeah.
Finally, they started to admit that. And
but if they're going to admit that Benghazi was a political witch hunt, I don't understand why people do not understand that this whole email thing is the same thing.
Also a political witch hunt.
It's a political witch hunt.
And just like when they...
And it is not... You cannot compare apples and oranges. I mean, you cannot compare Clinton and Trump. They are not even in the same realm.
No, it's not bad.
When it comes to those things. No, it is not bad or worse. And it has nothing to do with the emails. Look at their character. Honestly, look at what Donald Trump has been doing since day one. And before that, when people are bringing out proof of all of these things that he has done for years and years and years, now they're talking about this 13-year-old girl that he raped, that he bound her and hit her, and
that's been moved back till December.
Well, of course it's moved back till December because they're right in the middle of a election.
So the funny thing would be if he actually got elected, chances are that he would be impeached before he even
was
took
sworn
office.
Into office. Yes, yeah,
because that trial will start in December, and if he actually did rape a 13-year-old, he will be impeached. There's no question about that.
But he'll already be elected.
Right, and then it'll be Mike Pence, you know, the governor ultrasound.
Oh my gosh. Oh, and it just gets worse and worse. And I'm not sure, and that's why I'm glad I'm done. I am so glad that I went and I filled in my little bubbles and I put my paper in the machine and I got my little sticker and I'm finished. But that does not mean that you are finished. If you have not voted, you really need to vote. Mm-hmm. It is so important. And everybody says, my one vote doesn't count, but it does. You have no idea how important your one vote is.
That is just being lazy. That's just saying, I don't want to actually find out about what's going on. I don't want to actually see how government affects me personally, because people just go about living their lives and they do their day-to-day thing and they see their family and they see their friends and they collect their paycheck and they don't really think about what the government is or is not doing for them on a day-to-day basis.
Right.
And most people have no idea. You know, we talked about some of the people that are on like Medicaid and, mm-hmm. and things like that, that don't even realize that they are getting paid by the government.
Right.
That they are, you know, getting provided health care by the government.
Right.
They are having babies paid for by the government. They are
going to the hospital paid for by the government.
Mm-hmm. And they don't even realize that.
Dental
visits.
They
don't even think about it.
And eye visits and all of those other things paid for by the government. They're getting preventative care to continue working and contributing to society paid for by the U.S. government.
Mm-hmm. And they're like, well, keep your stinking government hands off of my Social Security. It's like, what? That's government. That's the government, and the government does it pretty well.
Right.
I'm going to go ahead and say that, like,
if you privatize Medicaid, Social Security, you will get nothing.
Yeah. We've all seen in our lifetimes, in each of our lifetimes, we've seen the stock market crash at least once.
Yeah.
Probably twice. Like
depending on how old you are.
Yeah. Or maybe three times. But mm-hmm. in our lifetimes, we have all seen the stock market crash. And most of us don't really think anything of it. But it's devastating if it's privatized and that entire pool of money from Social Security is invested in the stock market. And
then your money is gone.
It's just gone.
Yeah. You get nothing.
They're not gonna make that up.
They're not gonna say, well, we'll reimburse it. No. Your money's gone.
You're gone. You're done with Social Security.
You just gambled all of your Social Security money away. You went up to a slot machine, you threw in your little coin, and it's gone.
Yeah.
You're done.
And I want to talk about more about Social Security. Remind me
okay, so that I will try to remember.
I mean, it's hard to remember these things because once you voted, you're like, oh, wait. Okay. We've got to do a little addendum. Because on our last podcast, we talked about the top five sitcoms, top five favorite shows.
Yeah.
And then later, we were watching, because we DVR everything, and then we do like a night of our favorite shows.
And that's probably why we forget some of the shows that we watch, because we DVR it. Even though they're like our favorite shows, we still forget sometimes.
I know. Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Mm-hmm.
We did not mention Brooklyn Nine-Nine. And that throws my whole top five off.
Does it really?
It really does.
Does that one fall into the top five?
Definitely. Really? Definitely. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. I wasn't sure.
I would say that would replace number four, which was Good Place, and throw Good Place to number six.
Oh, the Good Place moved all the way down to number six. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, that's tragic.
It is tragic.
I don't remember what my top five was, but I'm sure Brooklyn Nine-Nine is in there too. So. But although the thing that I don't understand is you like Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
It's funny. I really like it. It's hilarious.
But you did not care for Scrubs, which is basically the same kind of show set in a medical facility.
That's why. I don't like the medical shows.
But it's almost the same show. The lead character is the same type of guy as Adam Sandborn, whatever his
name
is.
Adam Sandberg.
Berg. Okay, whatever his name is.
Sandberg.
He is the exact same type of character as the male lead in Scrubs.
Okay.
What's his name?
Zach Braff.
Braff. Yeah. Ooh. Wow. I'm very impressed.
And I didn't watch the show.
And you didn't watch the show. And I was a big fan.
I know.
But they're the same show.
I don't like medical shows. I was really, really, really into them for a little while. And then I was just done with them.
But it's not really a medical show. It doesn't matter.
It's like in a medical setting.
It's a medical show in the same sense that Brooklyn Nine-Nine is a police show.
Well,
because it's really not.
I'm telling you, it's a medical setting.
Well, that's true.
And so I don't like it.
And like when the baby doctors were like, how many Tylenol should I give them? And the older doctor's like, grab a handful, tell them to open their mouths, throw it at them.
And however many goes in,
that's the
amount.
Correct dose right there. It's, for God's sakes, it's regular strength Tylenol. Okay, I do. Are we done talking about TV shows?
I think so.
I want to talk a little bit about Social Security.
Okay, so talk.
Because
let's hear it.
Everybody in the third debate, everybody said, "Oh, Chris Wallace of Fox News actually did a really nice job. He was like the best moderator."
I did not watch that debate.
He was like the best moderator of the debate moderators of the three presidential debates.
Okay.
Although Trump now says he wants to do a fourth one. So like, I'm ready to get in there.
Except for people are voting, idiot.
Not going to get my ass handed to me in the fourth time. If you just let me do it one more time, I'm going to win.
Cuz I lost the first three.
Yeah, I got
one. One more is going to matter.
Got my ass handed to me three times, but if we can do one more, I'm sure I'll get it right this time. I'm sure I will.
Well, and he's even gone so far as to get booed.
Yeah.
I mean, he's getting booed now, openly.
He got booed at the I heard a report.
The dinner.
At the dinner that was recent.
Smith dinner, was it?
Al Smith dinner. Where they kind of make fun and he got booed like six times.
I know.
But I also heard a report, and I don't know if this is true or not, and I can't confirm it, but at his rally, a recent rally, people were actually throwing tomatoes. Nobody nobody hit him.
Shush.
But I heard that had happened, and I haven't seen...
I have to confirm that.
I haven't seen any confirmation of that, so don't be like, well, that happened.
Well, I'm not going to be, because I'm going to have to confirm that information.
So anyway, Chris Wallace of Fox News, who had moderated the third debate, everybody said he did a great job, but he got in sort of one little right-wing talking point that just gets under my skin. Because I think one of his final questions was, well, Social Security is going bankrupt. What are you going to do? First of all,
it's not gone bankrupt.
Social Security is not going bankrupt. Social Security has its own line of money coming in.
Uh-huh.
There's no other service that, because when you get your paycheck, you see on there how much was deducted for Social Security.
Right. It automatically comes out of your paycheck.
Yeah. Social Security is not going bankrupt. you know, it's probably going to have fewer funds in 20 or 30 years. And that's what they're talking about. They're talking about 20 or 30 years down the road. But that is the only thing that the Republicans ever talk about 20 or 30 years down the road. Do they ever talk about the environment 20 or 30 years down the road?
No.
Never.
I know, because that's a big hoax. Climate change is a huge hoax. It is not a hoax, people. Come on.
Yeah, there's nothing that they talk about 20 or 30 years down the road except Social Security, because there's a big pool of money there that they want to privatize, that they want to take from us.
Right. So I'm looking at this and it says...
Are you still looking at the tomato thing?
Yeah. Well, and I have to find out when this was, because this talks about a man who threw tomatoes at Trump and he was arrested.
Oh, okay. So it actually did happen. It was a thing.
Yeah, it was. It was a thing.
So is he a protester? Well, obviously a protester, because one of Trump's supporters is probably not going to start throwing tomatoes
at him.
But this
was in January.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So there's not a newer one?
No, there's not a newer one.
All right.
Nothing about somebody throwing or his supporters throwing tomatoes at him.
No,
nothing like
that's,
that.
That's too
but
bad.
You know, that may not be something that people want to report on either. So
yeah,
you don't know.
It's one of those things, and I usually try to confirm things, but I just heard that and I thought it was kind of funny that possibly that had happened.
No, it doesn't look like that happened. Sorry.
Okay.
Well. So that's a fictional thing. We will admit
he's not coming here, is he? Because we could do that.
No, he is not coming here. So. I'm good with that. He recently went to Grand Junction, Colorado, and I was watching on my Facebook feed about people talking about that. And it's interesting that his supporters are very much like him in that they will incite violence.
Right.
So.
Well, I was living in a small town when Bush was campaigning for his second term.
Mm-hmm.
And they had at the big baseball stadium, which is the only place that was in town large enough for a political rally. You had to be a registered Republican in order to attend the rally.
Yeah.
You couldn't just be just anybody off the street.
Which is really dumb, because don't you want people to come to your rally to convince them to change their mind?
Yeah, you would think so.
Isn't that the whole idea?
But the whole idea apparently is just to show that all these people support you.
Speaking of things... political stuff going on. Did I tell you that I missed Bernie Sanders speaking at my university?
I know you did.
That was so sad. I was so sad. I couldn't believe I didn't even know he was going to be there.
You went out of class.
And then I got out of class and I was looking at Facebook and one of my friends posted that he was on campus. And I went, oh! So I like missed my bus. I ran so I could go see, and it was over.
Aww.
I was so sad. I was really, really sad. But I was really excited because like 2 days later, he posted a video on Bernie Sanders posted a video on his Facebook feed of that speech that he gave.
And you were like, I could have been standing
right
there.
I know. I was so sad.
It's that spot right there. That could have been me.
I'm like, oh my gosh. I really. Okay. Sorry. That's me.
So you missed it. So you missed the big
I did Bernie miss Sanders it, and I rally. Was so sad. I was so sad.
That's so sad.
I'm like, I cannot believe that I missed Bernie Sanders speaking. And it's crazy because my two friends that I'm really fairly good friends with at school that I hang out with all the time, they are so not Bernie Sanders supporters. They're like, I am not a Sanders
supporter. I don't
supporter.
Want free education.
I know.
I don't want to be able
I'm
to
like,
go to the doctor
really?
Anytime
you
I want to.
You guys are crazy.
Yeah, no.
But I don't talk politics
I don't,
with them.
I don't want free education. I don't want to go to the doctor. I don't want these things that are
that
awesome.
Help me. Yeah.
Because
that money is going to come from somewhere.
Yeah, it's going to come from me. It's going to come from my pocket. Wait, aren't
well,
you going to the doctor? Aren't you
hello?
Getting a free education?
Yeah.
No, it's not coming from you, idiot.
Right. I know. People don't get it. I just don't get it either.
And it's already paid for. You know, somebody said, well, you know, education comes from property taxes. So as soon as they make education free, my property taxes are going to go way up. But that's not the plan. That's if you actually knew anything about the Bernie Sanders, now Hillary Clinton plan for free education up to $180,000 for per household.
Right,
if your household makes more than $180,000, you wouldn't get free education. But the plan is to simply slightly tax more for people that can afford it.
Right.
slightly more for people that can afford it. And they can afford it. They're still going to be wealthy. Mm-hmm. They're still going to be very well to do. They're not going to be hurting in any way.
Right.
So you don't need to worry about them. They're going to be fine.
And we're not taking all their money.
Not going to take all their money.
Stop freaking out.
Not going to make them poor.
Nobody wants to take all the rich people's money.
Or their guns.
You Jeez, just, Louise. Jeez, Louise.
Good grief.
It makes me crazy.
You know, the one thing about early voting, because we did the early voting, and a lot of states don't offer the same type of early voting that we do. Because you can just pretty much, from now until the election, during regular business hours, go in and vote. There's a whole bunch of different places where you can vote, and they have it all on computer.
And it's so streamlined. It's amazing. I love it. You just go, you give them your name, they print you your ballot, and you do the little bubbles and then you slide it into the machine and you're done.
You don't need to show your ID. They ask
Of course not, because that's illegal.
They ask you a couple of questions about who you are, and then it goes into the computer that you were there and you voted, so there's no way that you could vote again.
And you have to sign.
You sign.
And it goes electronically into the system, so they know that you've already been there and done that.
And there's a paper ballot that confirms that you actually voted. So New Mexico does
and
it really well.
And you get a receipt. It's pretty cool.
I'm pretty sure that is one of the reasons why New Mexico is this big blue bubble in this field of red when you look at the political maps. Because New Mexico has a tendency to lean, you know, liberal, except for with the governor, which is odd.
I know.
But
that's because every 4 years, you have other elections.
Right.
So you end up with a Republican governor.
The governor's election is not during the presidential election. Right. It'll be 2 years from now.
Right.
And at that point, all the liberals will be like, well, I did my thing. I voted
except
for the Republican.
No, we want a Democratic
president,
governor. In fact, I think I'm going to start running for office.
You should.
I'm going to.
You should.
I think I'm going to start with mayor.
Are you?
I am. Though it's really expensive to run for office.
It is.
Oh my goodness, it's expensive to run for office. Mm-hmm. So like Joe Schmo down the street can't run for office because they don't have enough money to buy all the signs and all the buttons and all the other junk that goes along with it.
Plus you got to do all this stuff like knocking on doors and shaking
hands.
Yeah,
to get people to sign for you to be able to be put on the ballot.
Exactly.
You have to get like 2,000 signatures or something. It's a
Is
lot.
That all?
It's a
that's
lot.
That's not all.
That's
I mean,
a lot.
That's not a lot.
It's a lot.
You could do that easy.
No way.
I could sign 2,000 names for you right now.
Well, do it. Do it. I want to see it right now. And
right
they all
now.
Need to look different.
Okay. I can do that.
Okay.
Because I have multiple personality disorder.
Oh, yay. So you've got at least 10
That's why
names
I voted
right
12
there.
Times. Yes.
Yes. That so doesn't happen.
It doesn't happen.
Voter fraud is like, it's not even a thing.
Well, see, and that's what...
It's happened 31 times in our history. Do you know how many people in our country vote? Millions.
See, that's the...
Millions of
although
people.
Although not nearly enough.
Not nearly enough, but millions of people vote. And if that's only happened 31 times in our history... Then
it's not a thing.
It's not a thing.
See, and the thing that worries me is that Trump is always saying, it's rigged. It's all rigged. But
what if he's rigging the election?
But everything that Trump has ever said has been projection. Because when he accuses Clinton of being crooked or when he...
It's
when
because
he talks,
he's crooked.
It's because he's doing those things. And it's an old Republican strategy. It goes back for a long way where if you have a weakness, you claim that your opponent has that same weakness.
So that it takes attention off of you and puts it on them.
So it makes the media say, well, both sides do it. And then we just let it go from there. But it worries me that he is so adamant about the fact that the election is rigged, because does that mean that he's working on rigging the election?
You never know.
I mean, that's pretty much what happened in 2000 to Al Gore. It was Jeb Bush that rigged the election to make sure that his brother won Florida, even though his brother did not win Florida. And if the Supreme Court, which was Republican-leaning, would have said, you know what, let's go ahead and finish counting those votes and not rush into declaring who's president, then Al Gore would have been president. And the whole course of history would have been completely different.
Oh yeah.
Because we never would have had the Iraq war for no reason.
Yeah, I don't know. I think people need to just go vote.
Go vote.
Go
that's,
vote.
That's what we're saying, because we have already voted. We have early voted, and we are done with that. Yeah!
Woo! And you will feel so much better.
So good. It feels so good.
early voting thing. Brett Janney. Early voting. Brett Janney. Early voting.
The Brett Janney Show.
Early voting thing.
Brett Janney.
Early voting.
Brett Janney.
Early voting.
The Brett Janney Show.
Early voting,
Brett Janney.
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 Early voting,